Previously on HP Oddcast.
That movie was filmed in my neighborhood.
Fort Apache?
Yeah. I watched movie Two Rocks at Paul Newman.
Really?
So you didn't have a shot. I'm not even joking. It's really? The whole park.
Yeah. The rocks he collected?
Yeah.
There it is. The rocks Carol collected.
Here's the real
blood stain on my rock. It's Paul Newman's blood stain on my rock.
Yeah, so you know what
I mean? I have a fucking dolomite on my shelf at home.
It's like, oh, I want some salad dressing.
It was wild back then, dude. We were kids.
Hey, welcome to the Bronx, Paul.
Like, we didn't hit
him. Hey, blue eyes, you want a rock in your face?
He was far away.
This is from Jenny.
Welcome to the Bronx.
You're no Robert Redford.
You're no firefighter either. Put this out. Now.
You filming what?
You killed all the Apaches, cracker.
Yeah. That
sucks.
That's what
happened.
And now, part three with Kevin McGee.
So from there, I could say that your family is relatively proud of you because you are quick and funny and, quote unquote, you're a real strong character of a man.
Wow, that's great. It's just, How did I come to the other end? It's just
now, where?
Praise is sad.
Where do you want to take your comedy?
Where do I want to take it? Anyone that will let me get on stage. Wait.
Silence is good on here.
Yeah.
It's silence.
Where do I want to go with my comedy? What's my vision? My comedy vision?
Yeah. Oh, let's hear this.
Well, you know, my vision is to perform as much as I can, and now the meek and mild Kevin comes forward.
Yeah, because you're very quiet. You were very quiet as a child.
I was quiet, and then when everyone left, when the teacher left the room, I would do impressions of the teacher. I was that type of, but I wasn't the proverbial class clown.
Oh,
right.
You were in the closet.
Well, I was an antagonistic kid, but I was good. I was good at a character. He was the classic.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wasn't that guy. I was quiet, more or less shy. Because I was dyslexic, so I thought people were going to call me stupid, so that's why I had to watch my tongue.
I'm glad we weren't friends as kids. I would have called you stupid all the time. He played Atari instead.
Like, you
only had one stick, one button.
Yeah.
Raheem.
I had a tattoo of a register on my arm.
I can imagine Raheem looking for
with
those
a night
guys.
No, I was the weak guy.
You were the weak guy.
Yeah.
How? No, I don't see that anymore.
I was the weak guy.
When were you weak?
Where?
Yeah, where?
What
in school, job, family, friends,
you named all of them.
Everywhere. So you were weak.
Yeah.
So that, being a comedian.
I was sickly.
You were sickly and weak, which go together, but being a comedian, that stopped you from being weak. Is that.
No, I'm still.
No, you're still. You know,
it took me an hour to get up these stairs. I've always been a class clown.
See, now my quote is that sixth grade loves to celebrate kids that sing, but they don't celebrate the kid who wants to be the class clown. If not, we all would have been gods.
Yeah.
Now that it's always that fact that
I was hated by the teachers.
Because
I was an asshole. I was an asshole.
So I did you too.
Like, I didn't wait for the teachers to leave the room. I would do it while they were there because you wanted to impress the adults, but they weren't impressed.
No.
You know, what I do remember in 82 or 83. My aunt brought home an Eddie Murphy tape. I listened to it the entire weekend. So it was Eddie Murphy comedian. So in second grade, I go to school and tell the whole thing. It's Eddie Murphy. I got suspended first time in second grade.
Wow.
Because I was
in
talking
second
about,
grade?
Yeah. Because I was
they
talking
suspend
about.
Kids in second grade?
Yes, I was talking about putting my dick in a shoehorn.
I think that caused
me
suspension.
And I was talking about, you know. Put my dick in the sink. You know, it was nothing but dick jokes as a second grader, and they're just like,
tell the special things
Goonie Google. Remember Goonie Google?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy? That's what I did. I said, Goonie Google. I was like, bitch, Goonie Google. So I was in a lot of trouble as a kid. It was great.
He went to the special ed class. Like,
great.
Let me ring this up with my dick.
Like, you know, what do you eat for lunch? My dick! I didn't know how to do the jokes at first, but it was just Dipping pussy jokes. I didn't even know what a pussy was, but I was doing jokes.
Raheem, did you bring your pencil? No, I brought my dick.
I brought my dick.
I'm picturing a wreck dick ringing up shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And him just gyrating his hips and pushing the buttons at Starbucks. With a Americano drawer. I actually just gyrated. Right,
it's
now.
A sad
can't
life.
See that at
but
all.
You know, it's. But I've always been a comedian, I think. You know, nothing. I didn't like what we talked about last night. I always watched the movies, but I didn't want to watch the movies. We didn't want to watch the movies. We wanted to be in them and be funny. We wanted to be Eddie Murphy and all of these guys. You wanted to beat them, not watch them. So, you know, just interested in that.
But you know what? There's a
as
level.
A kid.
Yeah, but there's a level of wanting to do it and watching it on screen and actually doing it. Going
yeah.
up there and saying, I'm going to get the deer in the headlights syndrome, get it over with, and see where I can go with that.
Action
so
in spite of fear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned that you're in the writing.
Right.
And you do...
I took that from you. I'm sorry.
What was that?
You were focused. And
no, I wasn't. I'm never focused.
I
smoke. Who is this guy, Raheem?
The smoke out of my mouth is coming out of his brain.
That's how he focuses.
I wish this was the 80s so he could smoke in his motherfucker.
I went to Brazil. I was there for a month.
Who says that? But go ahead.
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Why? Because they smoked indoors?
No, because the airplane has ashtrays.
Did you smoke it?
And I'm just like, people... I remember
where?
Being a kid being a... Just
like
all airplanes have ashtrays still. And you guys remember, I mean, they used to smoke on planes.
It looks
like looking
like 40 years
yeah.
old.
This though. Shit is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. With the walls on the
smoking
airplane.
Smoking on planes, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if somebody burned that shit up, like, mid-flight? Like, did that ever happen?
This fire extinguisher.
Do you think?
No.
I know it was, like, non-burn material, but
right,
just...
Right, but
yeah,
burning?
Yeah,
it's
a cigarette. For Christ's sake. Just have a cigarette on the plane. Because people are nervous.
I know my old man smoked
yeah.
cigarettes to cover the
yeah,
smoke.
Yeah, was there
plane.
Like, you can't, like, because now you can't turn your cell phone to your own. Was there a restrictions on that at any point?
Yeah, they had it. They still have it. The no smoking light.
But nobody's smoking, though.
Nobody's smoking.
Wait, during church?
Once in a while,
smoke.
Like, some crackhead tries to go into the bathroom and smoke.
I would do that.
You know, but other than that,
I would do that.
You know, there is a science to actually smoking weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smokeless bomb?
No. No, they.
I need that.
You need to sit down at the toilet and actually put tissue in the sink. Because you know when you wash your hands?
Right.
You put tissue in the faucet where the water comes out and where it drains because the actual bathroom is a big vacuum. Okay, so
right.
when you have a shit in there,
right.
you don't actually smell the shit go throughout
right.
the whole
it sucks.
Airplane. It sucks it down. So what you have to do is you have to
it's
cover
like a
the,
heavy person.
Right. You have to cover the faucet, both exits. And then close your legs very tightly on the toilet.
Right.
And then kind of lift your balls if you're a guy. If you're a girl,
right.
you got to watch your...
Someone has a subscription to High Times.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, can you please let this man finish? Let this man finish the story. Because I need to learn how to smoke weed on a plane.
Can't get away with it. Get away.
Fuck so, snakes in the plane. Weed on the plane. It's a weed on the motherfucking plane.
You come out and say, I'm relaxed, dude. It's yeah. what the fuck. Yeah.
I don't think I would smoke in the plane, though. I would die.
Die paranoid.
Paranoid.
Panic.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a panic attack?
Oh, my. Ah!
But that's the trip of
now.
It. That's the trip of it. You know, you think everybody's looking at you. Because we smell that from you. You know, you smell
that. Oh, my.
But wait, so you get on the toilet. You really sit tight, like, to make some kind of small hole underneath your balls. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of have to, like, finagle it so you have some, so that way all the air is being sucked into that little
you
tiny.
You keep flushing it too.
And you keep flushing it, and then you smoke a bunch of
that
candy.
Seems like a lot to have to do.
But when you finish the whole joint airplane,
wow.
and you're walking out, and nobody knows it, and this is
more of an accomplishment than finishing the marathon
right.
of rock.
Right, right.
Now that was
like, you're saying it's like you have done it before this act.
No.
But that was set a plane
yeah.
on fire.
Yeah,
when I finished a marathon in Rockport, I smoked a whole joint in the bathroom of a plane.
No, but wouldn't that set a plane on fire if you're smoking that joint
yeah.
on the toilet, you know, with the hole in your legs that you all this stuff you're talking about, and then the head fell off. And went down, the toilet paper would light up.
Because
the plane would go down.
You'd have that blue water.
I don't think there's any water in those.
No, well, it's the blue liquid that washes the seat. as you.
But that's below the little silver cap.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, I took my, see this cup
here? It comes out the sides as you.
I took this on the plane with me, on six planes with liquid in it.
And
never got stopped.
As he's lifting that,
you will now.
As he's lifting the bottle, as he's lifting the bottle, it looks like a
green
six
tea.
Inch,
oh, thank goodness, because it's green.
It's a six. What is this? 12 inches of raw.
Yeah, this is
It's
32
ounces.
I saw that at War Games.
32 ounces.
This is the same one I had at Pop Warner Football.
Yeah, it's no joke that thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Algae.
Don't pass it here.
It might blow
up. No, Scottish.
It's green tea. It's green tea.
Oh.
It's organic from China.
Yeah.
Oh.
From Thailand.
Says him.
It's Thai.
It's Thai tea.
Red Thai.
Red Thai tea.
You don't believe
it. Say that five times.
Red Thai tea.
Red Thai tea.
Red Thai tea.
Can I still get on the plane?
say five times fast. Smart fella, fella smart.
Can't do it.
Smart fella, fella smart. Smart fella, fella smart. Smart fella, fella smart.
Smart
fella, fella smart. Smart fella, fella smart. Smart fella, fella smart.
I think that's what the purpose was right there.
Fart.
Right.
Yeah, smell a fart.
Smell
a fart.
Oh.
What?
Smell a fart.
See what he said. Oh,
right.
I can't say that.
I even forgot it. I got to write it down.
Fart, I have a stroke or something.
From saying that?
Yeah.
Well, my wife, friend, he told me to say it.
What is it? Dyslexics? What is it?
Wife friends are
cool. Dyslexics. Dyslexics.
Dyslexic. I fuck myself often. I'm dyslexic.
So what does that mean? You're going to fuck yourself backwards?
I have no idea.
Dyslexic. So, Kevin.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, so we went around the circle. Kevin,
can you give me the story? Am I still in high school? What's going on here?
No.
My Carolines.
No, you're waking up now.
Okay.
You got this tendency of yawning and falling past the ceiling. So now all of a sudden, now you're doing stand-up. Now you're getting yourself involved with this.
Yeah.
And how much?
Go ahead.
So now you see yourself performing and doing a lot more, and hopefully, like I said, joining me back at the future podcasts.
Oh, is this over?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's get going.
No.
Stage of Freud there?
Is the bar still here yet?
Huh?
No.
Barnes and Nobles?
No, the bartender.
Go ahead.
No, the bartender. Kevin doesn't drink.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He sucks in that capacity. He's like,
I'm boring.
He's always drunk, but he's not drunk, you know?
Right.
He's drunk on life.
I'm drunk on life.
There's nothing wrong with that, but
yeah.
I just don't want him to wait till 50 and just say, fuck this, I'm going to smoke and drink.
He hit it hard in 1 year.
Yeah, Greg Giraldo said that once. He said, we should all not smoke and drink when we're young because we really don't need it. When we get older and we're fucking that ugly broad, and saying, this is the best I can get, that's when we got to get into the drugs, and the drugs, because that will liven up our existence.
Well, when we leave here, I'm going to do some bath salts, because I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be
check it out.
Whatever.
My cousin works in a hospital in the Bronx. I won't mention one hospital. She did a nice job there. You know, I don't want to blow her up, but she said dudes are coming in every day now over the last few months. Shit's blown up in New York, the bat salts now.
Really?
Yeah.
She said a dude came in the other day, dude, he sawed off his arm.
Really?
Snorted or snorted?
I don't know. That's still raging.
Snorted. It's a snorting thing.
Yeah.
I just looked it up online.
Snorted? It's like crystal meth.
They become zombies. That's a dude that ate the dude's face off.
Yeah, maybe he ate his face.
Really? That's a bat salt guy?
You didn't hear about that in Miami?
I had no idea.
Yeah,
they were both naked on the side of the highway?
Yeah, ate his face.
They were both doing bath salts?
No, just
no. The homeless dude was drunk.
Oh, fucking dude.
He was just sleeping.
He deserved it.
Yeah,
he deserved it. He's an alcoholic. The meth head is the fucking victim here, really.
Yeah, it's your fault getting your face ate because you were drunk.
Was that Drake Jack Daniels? That's why your face is eating off.
But no, he ate. Did you see the
pictures? Talk about shit face.
He was no face.
Did you see the pictures online of him? Did you see the pictures online?
I won't look at it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I went and looked at it.
It's all eyeballs,
just,
right? It's just an eyeball.
Dude, he ate his eye. He got one eye. He ate the other eyeball. He ate his eyeball. And his nose. His nose is gone.
So this is the new drone that picked on your friend's face.
Was the guy conscious when he was eating his face?
He was drunk.
No, he was drunk.
He was in a blackout.
I don't know if he was in a black.
He woke up. He's like, oh, scratch my nose.
No, how do we know he didn't want him to eat his face? Nobody's asking that question.
No, nobody is asking.
How nobody? They could have been lovers. He said, let's try something new. Take this bath salt. Somebody eat my face.
It was a new Richard Pryor of trying something new.
Exactly.
What did that student say to you? You were like telling the student, like in the teacherly way, like, you know, you really got to get this done. That student said, suck my dick. How did that whole thing go down?
Yeah, no, that's every day.
But how did it go?
But you mentioned bath salts in one of your answers, didn't you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
No, I was like, take your notebook out. You go, suck my dick. I said something wrong, take your notebook out.
This is in school.
I'm teaching equation. I'm not trying to
you're
eject
a teacher.
You from your fucking Section 8 house. I'm just trying to teach equation. You're just so defensive. I get you're poor and you're fucking disenfranchised. Doesn't mean anything. Has nothing to do with fucking linear equations, does it? No.
That's great.
Seriously.
At that point, that's when you were looking for your bath salts?
Huh?
Is that when you were looking for your bath salts?
You know?
At that point? When he told you that.
I was like, you see my bath salts? Suck my dick!
And when they introduced you to come in to teach math, who was the teacher before you?
Who was the teacher before
you? Yeah, when all of a sudden, what was the teacher talking about that you texted me the other day? That you had to come in.
Oh, sexual positions.
Right. All of a sudden, now you got to come in.
Oh, that was in a new.
I got to come in and teach fractions after this chick is teaching seventh graders about anal sex.
And then she's
attractive, yeah.
You ever had sex with
her?
I would like to, but no, I haven't.
Will you?
No.
You are the shop steward.
Yes, I am.
So you have to defend her.
That's true.
Yeah, so get it.
I'll defend you if you blow me, honey. No, seriously, the one time that she was on her Facebook profile is her bent over looking through her leg.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
And the principal's like, do you think this is appropriate? And she's like, what? That's my time.
He's making his arm go out.
I was like, Miss Houston.
She has to be black.
Yeah,
I said, listen, you know, it's Houston. Inappropriate. No joke, when I came
she's
in.
She's not Irish.
She's not Irish.
She would have said Hindu.
It would be Mick Houston.
Yeah, Mick Houston.
Yeah.
Patio Houston.
Ah, Jesus.
Patio Houston. 2 D's.
There's no Irish health teacher talking about
we were impressed.
Well, she was talking about when you came into the class. She was teaching the class.
I swear to God, this is what happened. I came in the class and I had all my markers, getting ready to put my lesson on the board.
Sense.
And I was no joke teaching about polynomials. So I was like, I'm gonna have
polynomials. I love that.
For seventh graders, it's ninth grade math. So I'm ready. I'm here to go polynomials. All of a sudden, she goes, all right, what are the different sexual positions? And they were like. And one kid was like, anal? It's not a position, but you can count as a position. And she's like, missionary's another one, doggy style. And I'm looking back, I'm like, am I still going to teach you about polynomials? I had no clue. It's like, this just happened last week. It's not like my first year of teaching.
Yeah.
You should have asked me what other positions there are or something. Oh, you didn't want to get involved.
I didn't know, but I got turned. I was like, anal. Because you know when you're teaching kids, you're really teaching the adult in the back, like passive-aggressive behavior. Well, some people like anal. And I'm like, yeah. You know? Because it's not the seventh grader. She's like, well, children, who likes anal in here?
No.
It's like, Mr. McGee. The stiff white guy.
Well, some people.
Well, some people like anal. Some people still using missionary style.
Some
there a stiff white guy from the suburbs. Meanwhile, my fucking Eyes Wide Shut party at night, I'm just like fucking whipping shit, blowing shit, people fucking
some people
jizzing on a raccoon's face.
Yeah, don't let your school
stuff
hear this conversation.
Thank you.
You know, just. Mr.
Beavis. Yeah,
I know.
Well, some
is this going on the air?
On the air right now.
I didn't name my seventh graders though, and that was a fake name.
You would just
that's not.
But anal is a real position, folks.
No, it can't be.
A bad one.
Is anal a position?
It's not a position.
No,
doggy style.
Anal is the
but
type of doggy
you can do
style.
It right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's anal. I is regular vagina, and two eyes like. Format style is.
But what about
that for deaf people? What is
what about
mean?
Fisting? That's the third eye.
Fisting is horrible, dude.
You've seen a fist?
Whoa. No, I'm just saying, like, and just,
no,
it's just scary.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you got a story.
That's too much.
Tommy.
It's what, yeah.
Why
would you want to be, even if you're gay, why would you want to be, like, or... Why would you want to be with a chick if you're, like, fisting?
My brother.
What is attractive about fisting?
There's nothing attractive about that.
You know what I'm saying?
But there are some people who are super-duper freaks.
They're freaks.
Yeah.
That's what's scary.
I'm conservative. Yeah, I'm conservative.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
yeah, golden and brown showers. Like, really?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
I fantasize about missionary. I don't think that's all I do. Like, I just do regular fantasies. I don't... You know, fantasize about a dog like scratching my back, marching on some guy's back, and a fucking giant duck slapping me in the face.
No, I mean, is that horse thing on you know, two men and a horse?
Oh. All that stuff's familiar.
Dude, that shit is crazy. Yes! Right.
You ever saw that video?
Oh,
hilarious.
I couldn't sleep for a week. He died.
And that's what you get from that.
Wait, guy got fucked in the ass by a horse?
Killed him!
Mr. Hands. His name is Mr. Hands.
Dude, the horse killed him.
Killed him. And what's funny about it, is the noise he made before his spleen was ruptured. He was like, the horse came, he's like, somebody else put it in.
Wait,
that's the scariest thing you've ever seen.
It's not scary.
Oh, God.
He was like, ooh. You know, he was like, that's not. I was like, that's not. That's the noise that he made. He's like, ooh.
The horse or the guy?
The guy.
I mean,
you can't feel bad for him.
You can't.
Because you let a horse cut your ass.
The horse, his dick is like 5 feet more.
The horse was
the dude was 4 feet. Where did he think it was going to go today?
The horse
was obviously going to like.
Wait, but the horse, whose fault is it?
The whole the guy.
Exactly.
That's
the
what you get.
Off.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you get.
Hey, where did you think the dick was going to go?
He didn't care. He didn't care.
The guy that came to Port Authority bus terminal. Like, dude, I got an opportunity to horse. Let's do it.
Minnesota airport or something. He's just tapping.
Airport. He's tapping underneath the barn. He's tapping his foot underneath the stall.
If you let a horse or any animal fuck you up the ass, you deserve to die.
He went to the stable and was tapping his foot underneath the stable.
Oh,
my
God.
The worst
I'm
was
Mr.
The,
Ed. You want your dick in your ass?
The worst, to me, the worst part of the whole thing was the guy assisting him.
Yes.
He's
an accessory to murder.
That's some fucked up shit.
He was jerking it.
He was like lifting the horse up.
Lifting the horse balls.
He was like
Jim.
A comic
was
before
it?
Jay
yes.
Leno working the audience.
Underneath the horse?
Hey, Jim,
that's
I got
a
nice idea.
Was he underneath the horse?
That's a good friend.
That's a good friend.
But was he underneath the horse?
How do you ask your friend?
He's a good friend. But a horrible friend at the same time. Because a good friend would have said, I don't think you should take it in the ass from a horse.
Right. But how do you ask him?
I'm trying to take it up the ass by a horse.
Can you help me?
Johnny, can you please help me?
Achieve
this mission?
That's... I had surgery one time. They have an enema.
Because of a horse?
You have had enemas?
Oh.
You've had enemas before, right?
Well, I don't
want
to discuss it right now.
You had to put the thing in your ass to clean out. You had to sit on your side. I never had a horse's dick is how big? You said 5 feet?
A horse's dick is, it's not, I would, because I worked with horses.
But how does it get in the anus?
It's like 2 feet.
Do you want to know how big a horse dick is?
I couldn't even get the enema in.
It's like 2 feet. It's like 2-3 feet.
Let me unzip my pants.
It's scary.
Let me unzip. We're going to find out just how big a horse's dick is right now. Back up, fellas.
What's the girth? It's like...
Yeah.
Like the microphone. Pull up my dick.
The circumference is the microphone.
Yes.
Wow. I'll be a legend.
That's why
that got into the guy's ass.
Into his head all the time.
When he died,
people do it. To animals.
He went in and he went, oh, he died, and
no.
The dick was still in his ass.
He said,
no,
no. But he pulled it out and he died, or was it? Did he die and the dick?
No,
was
when
there?
It goes in,
he died in the hospital.
With the horse still in.
But
no,
was
no,
he
no,
like,
no,
oh,
pull
he like pull it out and he's like,
no, no, he went in and just blew out his insides, bro.
He came inside his ass.
Oh my God.
He thrusted his ass off the chain.
And it
dude was helping him.
He was helping him.
So he was like, oh. The semen caused the death or the puncturing?
The puncturing.
And then the semen.
It's horrible. I don't even know why. Somebody told me to watch it. I really didn't expect it.
I thought the face was
I was just like, I was freaked out.
I was freaking. I think that shit is hilarious.
I mean, I was just like,
HB, you gotta watch.
Because the dude dies.
I was trying to get it online.
It's like you still have my interview?
Once again, thank you for listening to HP Oddcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Here is a preview of the final installment of our interview with Kevin McGee.
Is there anything out there about my penis?
No. Oh, yeah, Mrs. McGee, did you ever?
No, let me tell you a story. I had a severe curvature of my penis. Can I tell you this? When I grew into man, it curved down and it got erect. Yeah, I couldn't have sex for a long time, whatever. But anyway, so I went to this doctor. And this
hence the virgin. You see,
I had sex later. But what happened is I had severe curvature in my penis, like it pointed down. Like I basically could piss in my asshole. That's what kind of when I had an erect penis.
Oh, dyslexic.
I was dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
Right. Yeah. My penis.
My penis mirrored
my brain. My brain was like, I can't read. My dick was like, yeah, I'm fucking retreating your ass. I swear to God, so I go.
Can I promote something?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. By all means. All
right, two things.
Eddie McGuire.
Go to YouTube, The Knuckleheads, a sitcom, and go to 7unknown.com. That's the number 7. 7unknown.com. I've got a couple of books on there, and it's going to be a whole series of books. And there are dramas, thrillers that take place in the South Bronx. You've got serial killers, robbing drug dealers, and all types of mafia stuff.
And you wrote this? Yep. Is your material?
Yes.
Great.
So it's got the funny stuff, and you got the drama.
And I'll probably put that on my website so everybody can just click on it and make it a little easier. And yourself?
Not a
Raheem?
Before. I have nothing to say.
It's M-A-G-E-E, folks. KevinMcGee.com. No, just Kevin. Not like the Kayvon, but Kevin.
Kayvon.
Those are the Bronx spelling, Kevin. Kayvon, no. Kevin McGee, it's M-A-G-E-E.com. Sorry, HP.